Some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms that could bring some gusty winds to the area. Our temperatures will be dropping down through the 60s and about 55 to 62 degrees by early Thursday. By morning, we'll be looking at partly cloudy skies and clearing. Should be a nice day, just shy of 80 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Fort Belvoir 69, Foggy Bottom 70, Silver Spring 67. Some of us could fall to the 50s overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up here, the U.S. Senate tosses out the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
How road work seriously messed up this morning's commute.
I was at the point where I was telling people just to work from home today.
I'm Nick Iannelli.
It's a state budget redo in Virginia. We'll have details on a deal struck between lawmakers and the governor.
Years of targeting gun crimes in D.C. is paying off, according to prosecutors and federal officials. I'm Kate Ryan.
It's a first for the NBA, a player banned for life for violating the league's gambling rules. We'll talk about it with USA Today at 9:15. Now 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Boeing was under scrutiny at two Senate hearings today over whistleblower allegations of safety failures and quality control problems inside the aircraft manufacturer. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Boeing quality engineer turned whistleblower Sam Salapour claims Boeing is not following its own production guidelines when connecting key pieces of the 787 fuselage. He fears it could lead to a structural failure years down the line.
We have faulty engineering that, you know, they're trying to shove on our throats.
The FAA is investigating those claims, but Boeing says they are inaccurate, saying extensive and rigorous testing of the fuselage and heavy maintenance checks of nearly 700 in-service airplanes to date have found zero evidence of airframe fatigue.
A communications breakdown and an apparent power struggle are two of the findings of an independent investigation into last year's deadly wildfires on Maui. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Just yesterday, we were on Maui. We listened to the Maui fire chief describe their early response and how they were overwhelmed in the morning before the worst of the fire even hit in Lahaina. And now today we're hearing in this report that there were many times when the state reached out to the fire chief and the mayor offering that backup, and they said no.
The Senate rejects both articles of impeachment delivered by House Republicans against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the southern border. CBS's Scott McFarland.
There was no trial. There was no presentation of evidence by the House Republican impeachment managers. It was a discussion over points of order, votes on points of order, all down party lines, and they dismissed these two impeachment articles in 3 hours' time.
A motion to consider House Democrats' repeal of the Arizona 1864 abortion law fails. Democratic Representative Alma Hernandez voted to repeal it.
We're talking about a bill that was passed before Arizona was even a state, before women had the right to vote, from the 1800s. And this is what we are arguing about right now, whether or not we should overturn something that is archaic.
Republican House Speaker Ben Thoma and his party have blocked two attempts this week to repeal a near-total ban on abortion. Robberies of mail carriers jumped 30% last year, according to the U.S. Postal Inspection Service. CBS's Christopher Cruz with an example.
The video showed the postal worker calmly handing over his master key, which allows access to those blue boxes we deposit our mail into. It showed two masked gunmen get the key from the man and then get driven away in the middle of the day on a quiet suburban street. People who lived nearby were saddened and angry.
It's shocking.
For him to have to even be put through that, it's scary.
The postman was shaken up but uninjured.
Now it's like, are we safe?
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 9:03 here on WTOP on this Wednesday evening, April 17th, 2024, and 67 in Washington. Well, good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis for the top local stories that we're following this hour, including that beast of a morning commute in the D.C. region that we're so glad is behind us now. Drivers got stuck in gridlock for hours, staring at brake lights on the Beltway near the American Legion Bridge. WTOP's Nick Iannelli explains why it went so wrong.
The main problems were on the Beltway, but when the Beltway gets jammed up, it impacts everything.
River Road was especially bad. Georgetown Pike was especially bad.
WTOP traffic reporter Rita Kessler says it was a perfect storm. storm.
Any road that was going to lead to the Beltway was terrible.
So what happened? Crews working on a bridge over the Beltway near Georgetown Pike in the McLean area were supposed to be wrapped up by 5 a.m., but they went past that time after running into some delays lifting up steel girders and locking them into place. Michelle Holland with Virginia's Department of Transportation.
Once they get started, they have to complete the operation before they can pull out of the road.
Also, adding insult to injury, there was a disabled tractor trailer on the outer loop of the Beltway near the American Legion Bridge. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
We don't have to worry about a repeat of this issue, at least not right away. VDOT says bridge girder work and lane closures on the Beltway are canceled for tonight. They will provide an update tomorrow on any scheduled work for Thursday night. Of course, this is always where you get traffic and weather on the 8s and your next traffic update in just 3 minutes. Unfolding money and tax developments out of Richmond, Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin and Democratic lawmakers have agreed to essentially toss out the state budget they've been fighting over and start fresh. A Virginia lawmaker confirms the plan to WTOP, and it's set to happen next month. The Washington Post's Greg Schneider covers Virginia politics. He joined us here on WTOP earlier.
Well, the way they all talk today, it sounds like they've all seen the light and they're ready to sit down and work this out. The rhetoric, they all talk about turning down the temperature and slowing some of this harsh rhetoric that they've been throwing at one another. Senator Lucas and Governor Youngkin stood side by side in the rotunda of the Capitol and said that they were working together now. So we'll see.
Well, the General Assembly reconvened today for the purpose of ending the impasse. The governor offered more than 200-plus amendments to budgets because of disagreements over taxes. There was a threat that the governor would veto the whole document. A new budget needs to be in place by the end of June in Virginia, otherwise there could be a state government shutdown. D.C.'s violent crime rate is down 22% compared to the same time last year. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports federal leaders say some of this is tied to what they call Project Safe Neighborhoods.
For the past 2 years, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, has been working with D.C. police, the FBI, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to focus on gun crime. In that time period, 127 cases have been headed to federal court.
Let me be clear, we aren't done.
Craig Calamai is with the ATF.
There are still a lot of people out there that think that it's okay to violate federal firearms laws to include possessing machine gun conversion switches and privately manufactured firearms such as ghost guns.
Among the defendants facing charges under Project Safe Neighborhoods, 52% were suspects in previous shootings and 38% had a link to gangs or crews. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Now 9:07, a congressional panel is re-examining why it took more than 3 hours for the D.C. National Guard to respond to rioting at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. WTOP's Mitchell Miller, today on the Hill.
We arrived too late. One American laid dead with other sisters and brothers injured.
Captain Timothy Nick was among the D.C. National Guard members who waited for the order to respond. He and other whistleblowers have testified before a House panel that senior Pentagon officials said on a call they were concerned about the optics of sending in the Guard. But Nick says his unit was ready.
We were not allowed to do our job due to paralyzed decision-making by Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller and Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy.
Former Pentagon officials have defended their actions during what was a fluid situation. Various reviews indicate former President Trump didn't reach out to the defense secretary or other high-ranking Pentagon officials as the violence unfolded. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
We have continuing coverage of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. The owner of the Dolly has kicked off a process requiring owners of the cargo on board that ship to pitch in on the cost to refloat the ship. The Dolly lost power before slamming into the Key Bridge more than 3 weeks ago, causing much of the span to collapse into the Patapsco River. Singapore-based Grace Ocean Private made what's known in maritime law as a general average declaration. That allows a third-party adjuster to figure out what each stakeholder should contribute. Coming up here on WTOP, survivors of sports doctor Larry Nassar's sexual abuse get a payout from the Justice Department. Stay with us for traffic and weather in just 30 seconds.
Transparency and trust makes buying a car at Fitzgerald Subaru, Gaithersburg, and Rockville a great experience. It all begins with a low price in writing posted on the window of every car. There's no haggling to get the low price or to know the monthly payment. It's all right there on the window. No haggle, no hassle. Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg and Rockville. Call 888-FITZMALL today. Transparency you can trust. That's the Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
908.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks as we go to Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway in Maryland and in Virginia, traffic continues to run well. Now, they're still working on the Severn River Bridge on eastbound Route 50. The right lane is still blocked, but only with a brief slowdown past the bridge inspection there now. And once you get beyond that, you're good to go getting to the Bay Bridge. On 95 of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, all is quiet on each between the beltways and running well up and down 270, and not a whole lot happening elsewhere. In the district, on 295, 395, and 695, you're good to go. In Virginia, they have set up a work zone in Fredericksburg on 95 northbound at Route 3. Single left lane is getting by. Again, that's northbound. Southbound, the lanes are open for now on both 395 and 95, although they may be setting up again tonight southbound near Shirley tonight they did last night, so be alert for that. I believe that is starting to happen, in fact, as we speak. 66, that runs well both inside and outside the Beltway. The WTOP newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
Okay, Bob, now it's Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
So far today, we've had a few scattered showers, even some rumbles of thunder north of D.C. And now, late tonight, there could be more rain moving in and a thunderstorm or two that could produce some gusty winds, even some damaging winds with brief downpours. Because of it, I'm going with a storm alert. 11 p.m. until 4 a.m. tomorrow. Temperatures today in the 70s will drop to the 60s by late evening and by early Thursday morning. Mid to upper 50s expected throughout the area. We're going to see some clearing skies too, so partly cloudy skies expected first thing tomorrow morning. And for your afternoon, we'll have a bit of sunshine coming our way, brighter skies around 80 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Georgetown is at 69, Bowie 64 degrees, Leesburg 67. Some of us could fall to the mid-50s overnight. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Nancy Lyons.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. President Biden says U.S. Steel, which he calls an iconic American company, should remain that way. He promised members of the United Steelworkers Union today he will fight efforts by Japan's Nippon Steel to pay $14.1 billion to take over the company. The Justice Department has reportedly agreed to pay approximately $100 million to 100 victims of Larry Nassar, the former doctor to the National Women's Gymnastics Team. The Wall Street Journal reports the deal settles the last remaining claims stemming from Nassar's sexual abuse. Two Republican senators are seeking an investigation into the Chinese-owned Temu app. Senators Tom Cotton and Marco Rubio allege that the discount marketplace has connections to forced labor and intellectual property theft. Another down day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 46 or a tenth percent. The S&P down 29. That's a half a percent. And the Nasdaq lost 182 or one and a tenth percent. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Nancy Lyons on WTOP.
Asia Pacific markets are mixed tonight. South Korea's KOSPI up about a 1.5%. Tokyo stocks down more than half a percent. For the first time in its history, the NBA bans a player for life. We'll go in depth with USA Today. Stay with us tonight. It's 9:12.
Attention men and women. If you're experiencing thinning hair and hair loss, this year grow your hair back at growyourhairback.com. DC's locally owned medical clinic specializing only in hair restoration with proven results. Call 703-763-0118 or growyourhairback.com for your free consultation today. Kellyanne is the owner of Grow Your Hair Back. Tell us what happens when someone comes in for the free consultation.
When you leave our clinic, you're going to feel hope. You're going to feel that we listen to you, and we will help you grow your hair back.
Grow Your Hair Back with their state-of-the-art procedures. The only clinic on the East Coast that has their trademarked PAI multi-unit hair grafting hair transplants. FUE hair transplants and easy 30-minute PRP and laser treatments. Call 703-763-0118. That's 703-763-0118 or growyourhairback.com.
Still to come on WTOP later this half hour.
More than 6 years after a D.C. police officer was killed in Baltimore, an arrest has been made in the case. I'm Mike Marilla.
More news in 60 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, that integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
How many more times will you risk that slippery climb in and out of your bathtub? Instead, try a smart and beautiful idea. Convert that ugly old tub into a gorgeous new shower. A new shower system from PJ Fitzpatrick features a walk-in entry that means no more climbing over the tub. A PJ's shower is luxurious, surprisingly affordable, and installs in just one day. Don't just trust us. Trust PJ Fitzpatrick and their thousands of five-star reviews. That's big news. So visit trustpj.com for your free design consultation.
John Aaron, Michelle Bash, and Rita Kessler.
They can't help you prepare for that meeting tomorrow morning.
But with traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 8s, they can help you show up for it on time.
Mornings on WTOP News.
Facts matter.
It's 9:15, and we're glad you're with us tonight. The NBA tonight delivered its most severe punishment in decades, issuing a lifetime ban to Toronto Raptors forward Jontay Porter. This after an investigation revealed Porter gave confidential information to bettors, wagered thousands of dollars on games. He even placed a bet against his own team. This is the league's first lifetime gambling ban for a player in its 70-year history. Now, Jeff Zilgit covers the NBA for USA Today. He joined WTOP's Sean and Ann earlier to look at this punishment and overall what it means.
Yeah, the one thing that's happened with legalized gambling here in the United States is, you know, the regulatory and the monitoring of these bets. And the leagues, the gaming companies, they have people who are dedicated to reviewing performances and sort of matching them up with what's happening with the legalized bets. And this one was a suspicious one. And it popped up on the league's radar. It popped up on the regulators' radar. And then they began an investigation. And, you know, in this day, you know, you can talk about the woes that this presents. But the one thing that NBA Commissioner Adam Silver had said is that, you know, in the world of illegal underground gambling, you don't have this kind of monitoring. And so on one hand, you know, the league suspects that, hey, this is easier to catch. On the other hand, it's obviously a problem for the league.
What kind of response are you seeing to the news league-wide today?
Well, I think the league, you know, they're not happy about it. They also, though, have a player who is on what's called a two-way contract between an NBA team and a G League team. So they didn't have one of their stars. They're able to send a message that, you know, the commissioner, Adam Silver, has this at his authority to ban a player for life. And so a message was sent. But again, I think some of this is, you know, a little two-sided in the last collective bargaining agreement. And the league made it possible for players to have financial relationships with the gaming companies. And the league's revenue that comes from these gaming companies is also shared with the players as part of the collective bargaining agreement. And it's how players, you know, make money and can get bigger salaries because this is adding to the pool. So there's lots of these contradictory things at hand here. We don't want you to gamble, but we have this relationship with the gambling companies that profit off your performance or lack thereof. And it's a very complicated topic.
Jeff, so is it going to be a house of cards situation since there's so much legal gambling going on in sports betting these days?
Yeah, I think the one thing, if you try to look at Adam Silver's comments, both last week at the owners meeting, but today in his statement, is that maybe it's time to take a closer look at this, as they are doing in Europe to some degree, and try to figure out, take a closer look at maybe what wagers we should permit. Are there wagers involving players who have a direct, you know, impact on their performance, such as this player who underperformed on purpose to influence a bet? You know, are there ways to limit those bets, curtail them, possibly eliminate them? Because, you know, I could tell by the way Adam Silver talked and in his statement, you know, there is concern, you know, even though the league does make money, he doesn't want it to be, as you just mentioned, this house of cards where it jeopardizes the integrity of the league.
Jeff Zilgit covers the NBA for USA Today. Top stories on WTOP. The U.S. Senate throws out the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Virginia lawmakers are heading back to the drawing board to propose a new state budget. A construction delay led to miles of backups on the Beltway during the early commute near the American Legion Bridge. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, we're back with Bob Immler in the traffic center.
We will start in Virginia, southbound on 395. Believe they are setting up a work zone, getting down headed toward King Street, though I don't see it yet. I do see a bit of a slowdown there. Not sure if they're just getting ready to set up. Maybe they just put up the signs. Well, for now, you're doing all right. On 95 northbound, though, that is quite slow getting up through Fredericksburg. That is because the road work has set up there again tonight, and you're getting by single file to the left on 95 northbound getting through Fredericksburg. And 66 is doing all right so far, both inside and outside the Beltway. Last night, they would set up on the inner loop of the Beltway after the Springfield interchange. In fact, the portion where 395 and 95 each merge to get onto the inner loop. And I believe they are working along the left side tonight. It does slow down as you get by to the right. A couple of lanes getting you by to the right there. In Maryland, on 95 of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you're good to go on each between the beltways. 270 runs pretty freely. And 50 eastbound of the Severn River Bridge, the bridge inspection continues to block the right lane. The Costello College of Business at George Mason University educates aspiring entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. Costello means business. Learn more at business.gmu.edu. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
Next, we'll take you live to we'll take you live to 7 News. First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson. Anybody doing some late night driving, Veronica, should prepare for some rain, maybe.
That's right, Dimitri. This long line of storms right now in areas of west central Pennsylvania and northwestern West Virginia. That's going to be headed to east, so we are going to get a little bit of wet weather here during the overnight. Should all be wrapping up by 4 a.m. in the morning. But if you're someone who does work that overnight shift, you're hopefully sleeping. But for anyone that's not and does have to get out on the road, there could be some rain and a few isolated gusty storms, especially areas around Frederick, Maryland, down toward over toward Charlestown and Martinsburg and Winchester, and areas like Berkeley Springs. That's where there could be a few gusty storms as this line comes in and moves east. Now, on the other side of it, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., we're just fine. It's going to be dry. We'll have clearing skies and a partly sunny day for tomorrow. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow and nice and warm. So today's high temperatures were in the low to mid 70s. We'll start tomorrow in the mid-50s to around 60 degrees, but the temperatures will climb quickly, close to 80 by tomorrow afternoon. That's going to be the warmest day out of the next 7, out of the next 10. For Friday, back to some mostly cloudy skies. Another fast-moving weather maker will give us a few stray showers during the late morning and through the afternoon on Friday. And then the weekend, not too bad, partly sunny to mostly cloudy by Sunday. Temperatures on Saturday just shy of 70 degrees and lower 60s on Sunday. Right now, Bethesda is at 65 degrees, Fairland at 66, Springfield, Virginia, 66 too, and Reston, Virginia, 67 degrees.
We are brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Still to come on WTOP, could the Caitlin Clark effect cause ticket prices for local basketball games to skyrocket? Stay with us tonight at 9:22.
When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with 2 orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets, spicy or classic, for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is WTOP News.
9:23, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thank you for being with us. In 2017, an off-duty D.C. police officer was shot and killed while he sat inside his personal car with his girlfriend in Baltimore. For years, the case went unsolved. But WTOP's Mike Murillo says that has now changed with the cold case detectives getting information that helped them finally crack the case.
For far too long, the details surrounding Sergeant Mason's tragic death have remained a painful mystery.
But D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith was in Baltimore as police here announced an arrest in the killing of D.C. Police Sergeant Tony Mason Jr. According to charging documents, police believe Deion Thompson, who's behind bars in a fentanyl case in New Jersey, is the shooter. A witness who Thompson confessed to helped crack the case, according to police. They say Thompson didn't know Mason and his girlfriend when he opened fire on them as they sat in Mason's car after a night out. The witness claims Thompson thought the couple wanted to rob him or retaliate against him for robberies he committed. He now faces first-degree murder charges in the case, among others.
While we cannot ease the pain of the loss of the memories of that day, we can take solace in the fact that the person responsible is being brought to justice.
It's believed two other men were involved in the shooting. One has since died in a crash. The other's whereabouts is unknown. In Baltimore, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Record numbers of fans are tuning into women's basketball, not just the games. Even the recent WNBA draft this week quadrupled its previous high viewership. The Washington Mystics play in the second smallest arena in the league. WTOP's John Doman says that means this team could be a hot ticket this summer.
While interest in the Mystics has been up in recent years,
demand this season has really been unprecedented.
Allison McCauley is the chief business officer for the Mystics.
And the interest, especially after Monday night's draft, has really been extraordinary.
Season tickets and single game tickets are up substantially. Well into the double digits is about as much as she would say about it. Tickets for the game that brings Caitlin Clark to town in June are selling for hundreds of dollars right now. And McCauley admits there's some discussion about moving that and some other games to a bigger venue.
We'd really like to allow as many fans as possible to enjoy the game.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
925, we go to Rob Woodfork.
Well, the Nationals played a game in which fans that missed the start of it missed all the scoring. The Nats blanked the Dodgers 2-0 to win 2-3 in L.A., and C.J. Abrams belted a 392-foot homer on the game's second pitch to spark the only scoring inning for Dave Martinez.
And I always say this with CJ, he's so aggressive. You know, I tell him just get the ball in the strike zone, you know, and look for a fastball. He does a great job, you know, and I don't mind him swinging at first pitches, second pitches. Just get a ball you think you hit and be ready for it.
A day after Mookie Betts went 5-for-5 against the Nats, he went 0-for-4 at the plate against Jake Irvin in a Nats bullpen that combined to throw 9 strikeouts and allow only 5 hits. The Orioles walked off the Twins 4-2, and Masson kinda did a reverse jinx.
Never hit a walk-off home run.